The installations I did in Havana at the Havana Biennale and at Santa Fe at Site Santa Fe, I was trying to see if one could start pushing the drawings into a theatrical space. In Havana, there was a room with many windows and doors, and the strategy of making the piece was to bring under my arm rolls of drawings, the Ubu drawings, drawings of a man against a black background, and then expanding this black background and the white Ubu Jarry-esque drawings around it in situ in Havana and in the room in Santa Fe, so that the relationship of the drawings to the room they were in, how they crept up to the doors, how the lying figure lay on top of the lintel above one of the glass doors, became part of the drawings themselves. You couldn't, in other words, looking at that installation, know what the drawings looked like as drawings by themselves, because their composition, their final shape, was given by the room they were in. At Santa Fe, confronted with a very large and gallery-esque space, pure, plain, unbroken white walls, floor to ceiling, 20 meters long, it was a slightly different game. It was trying to find how to have the drawings of the figures not turn into tiny postage stamps in that large expanse, and also to see what does it mean if one paints a huge section of this wall with a matte black paint and puts a small dance in white chalk in one corner of it. In both Havana and Santa Fe, there's a video element, some of the animation from Ubu and the Truth Commission, the play. And what I was starting to work towards with those two installations was a way of making the actual television monitor into part of the drawings, in this case sculpturally, by placing the monitor not on the usual stand but onto a tripod which represented the object itself being shown on the television set, which was Ubu's skeleton as tripod. When you looked at the screen, you saw the tripod moving, and then you realized that the screen itself was, as it were, the head of the tripod installed in space.